Hi, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, which I never do, but Jeff Robson is a great DJ, and you should stay tuned.
Going down in the same old town, down the same street, to the same bar.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. I am always thankful for the opportunity to say that and have this show and have you on board. And thank you for joining me today. My name is Jeff. Coming to you, of course, pre-recorded from the Sunset Saloon. We're hanging out and having some fun, playing some great music and hopefully brightening your day. And that really is kind of the goal of today's show. You know, 2020 has been a an epic disaster on pretty much every level you can think of, except for one, as far as I can tell, and that is music. There's been some stellar music come out this year. And my goal today is to play a whole bunch of it for you. I know the year's not over, and we may come to some other great releases. So we're not. I decided I'm not calling this the best of the year, just some highlights. And the reason I'm doing it now is because I want you to think about, you know, if you're doing any shopping, okay, you can't go to the store to do any shopping, so you got to do it online. And I want you to think about maybe ordering some music, especially from some of these talented musicians, independent musicians who have had their entire livelihoods just swept away this year. And their music has really done a lot to get me through this epic disaster. And the least I can do is encourage you to try and help them out as they, try to make a go of things in spite of the fact that the world fell apart for them. When we're making up our best of the year lists coming up, I can guarantee you that the record we heard off the top of the show is going to be on a whole lot of them. It's going to be, it seems to be a near unanimous record of the year for a lot of people that I know anyway, and I would bet a whole bunch of others. Kathleen Edwards came back this year with an album called Total Freedom. We heard a song called Glenfern off of it, and there's a bunch of great songs on it, but that one just it just gets me in the heart every time. Ever since I first heard it live years ago, I've been wanting to hear that one again, and it's such a great story of gratitude and maturity, and you know, letting go of the past and just being better, and it's just so good. And the whole record kind of has a lot of that going through it. And that is one that is highly recommended if you're doing some shopping for a music lover or yourself coming up. I encourage you to check that one out. Some of these things, unfortunately, are not in physical form. They're a little harder to gift. But actually, you know, if you go on Bandcamp, you can send somebody an album as a gift. I didn't even really understand that this was a thing until Dietmar did it a little while ago for me. And I'm grateful. I think we're going to hear something off that record coming up. But some of this stuff, you know, it's just digital. But if you go to the Bandcamp, you really directly support artists, especially coming up this Friday, the first Friday of every month for the past, I don't know how many months, 5 or 6 months maybe. Bandcamp has been waiving their portion of the fees that artists would normally pay for hosting their music on their platform. And by the way, they are one of the most reasonable platforms for musicians all the time. So even if you don't buy it on Friday, you're still going to support them handsomely. And you're going to support Bandcamp, which is doing great work as well. But if you go on Friday and you order up some music on Bandcamp, the artists get to keep every cent of what you send in. And that always makes me a little happy. So I'd encourage you to Friday to surf on over to Bandcamp. Maybe you want to check one of these out. Now, Jim Bryson, he's not been terribly prolific, of course. But every once in a while, he drops a song on Bandcamp. And he started doing this thing where he charges like $30 for a song. But the songs are so good. And, you know, we love our Jim. So for me, it's a great investment. So here's one of those. This is the most recent one, I think, that came out a little while ago. It's called Nights of a Thousand Sleeps on Tell the Band to Go Home. Every day not listening.
sleeps. Watch from the bedside table as the rain it flows through the eaves. To every drop we're listening, not listening.
Oh.
choice isn't mine. Looking for a fool, better luck next time. As if you don't know what I'm worth. I've learned a couple of things, and I know when it's gonna stay. I'm nobody's toy, I'm nobody's second best. If it makes you feel special, tell them I'm obsessed. I'm nobody's shame, I'm nobody's pride and flame. If it makes you feel special, go ahead and drop my name. You only
touch with time and space. See my eyes, my mouth, my teeth, my face. Connect the dots of a thought to a tune and a rhyme. Please, dear, tell me if I'm just wasting time. Caught in the rain for a moment, my mind is open. Caught in the rain, I forget about pain and keep hoping. Telephones extend into extra hands. Disconnected souls from distant lands. Are you and I uniting and fixing the broken and bent? Building digital cities of discontent. Caught in the rain for a moment, my mind is open. Caught in the rain, I forget about pain and keep hoping. Caught in the rain for a moment, my mind is open. Caught in the rain, I forget about pain and keep hoping. I don't know about this information age, politics and recreational rage. I have always known how I feel about you. Not sure about where the road bends, when we sleep or when our story ends. But I knew how I felt in a manatee bar about you. About you.
Raven there from the EP called Years. That's Real Rain. And I just keep going back and back to that little EP. It's like six songs, but it's so good. It just, it works for me. And it's so good, I might actually consider spending the $20 on Bandcamp for it because it's so good. Ken Yates before that from the album Quiet Talkers. Absolutely adore that record. Produced by Jim. By the way, all that stuff touched by Jim Bryson. That album produced by Jim Bryson. He's all over it and it just sounds so amazing. Easy Way Out. I could have picked any song from that thing and you would have loved it. Evangeline Gentle in there. Oh my goodness, Evangeline Gentle. We actually got to see Evangeline this year. I thought it was like last year sometime, but no, it was in January. It was one of the very first shows I saw this year. And we had talked about Evangeline was booked for Static Roots. We had talked about that. And we had talked about how Jim was coming to town to do house concerts. And Evangeline said, well, maybe I should come too. Yes, you should. And then, of course, nothing good ever happened again. But we heard Drop My Name from that record. And I guess technically it was sort of released under the radar like late last year or something, but officially released this year. Definitely on the list of my favorite releases of the year. And Jim Bryson, one of his two big Bandcamp singles this year, also put out one called Mama Tried. But we heard Nights of a Thousand Sleeps, and that one featured Carolyn Brooks, one of them good lovelies, don't you know? All right, where to go from here? So many other great records this year. And once again, if you're just joining us, I'm going over some of my favorite 2020 releases and trying to get you to consider buying one of these for yourself or someone you love this holiday season. Here's one. You know, I love this guy to bits, and it's not just because he's such a good friend and such a great guy. He just makes outstanding records, and he's just an all-around good lad. So there's this record. He also put out some stuff on Bandcamp and set up a Patreon where he's been dropping some great stuff. And so however you do it, I hope you'll consider supporting our good friend Joe Nolan.
When the summer ends and the leaves turn and the snowflakes fall, will the fire inside you still burn? Will the voice still call? Will it keep you up at night? Maybe we just didn't get our timing right. We had a falling up after falling in. Love's cruel game. We were young in the springtime when we fell just like rain into each other's eyes. Maybe we just couldn't get our timing right. To see the world, for such a pretty world it is. As I myself, I watched a girl become a woman. We both saw love was blind, but maybe we just couldn't get it right this time. City where things they don't change, I make my rounds. I go out there and I hear your name in the echoing sounds. Neath a lonely street light, maybe we just didn't get our timing right. I ain't saying words like love. I don't say much these days. All the things I was thinking of, I can't use to explain. Guess I couldn't decide. Maybe we just didn't get our time. Another kind of lover, I hope they know just how precious and special you are, gentle like a rose. When you let them inside, maybe we just didn't get our time. As I lie down in my bed, a restless feeling on my mind. What life would be like if we never met, never did try. Forever is a long time. Maybe we just didn't get it right this time. So if you ever come back this way, you ever still think of me? Maybe I have found the words to say what you mean to me. For now, farewell, goodbye. Maybe someday still we'll get our timing right.
Get out of here. feel like I did before when we were 17 in your brother's car, driving in the dark down Kennedy, hiding from the kids we used to be. I remember dying to get to the end of the day before it began. I remember trying to go without every feeling, every doubt, wishing for the beauty in the bone, wishing for an answer on the phone. I didn't see that I was free, that there was no one looking out, no one watching me. Ooh, I wanna feel like I did before when we were 17 in your brother's car, driving in the dark down Kennedy, hiding from the kids we used to be. Lying to my mother, lying to my father, but I wasn't fooling anyone. Creeping in, I remember following the sound, moving within me, moving without, looking for the way to be alone, looking for the way to get back home. I didn't see that I was free, that there was no one looking out, no one stopping me. Ooh, I wanna feel like I did before when we were 17 in your brother's car. We were driving in the dark down Kennedy, hiding from the kids we used to be. Lying to your mother, lying to your father, but you weren't fooling anyone.
Speak the cold, hard truth. for you, for you, for you, for you, for you. For you, for you, for you, for you, for you. For you I speak and be heard. Oh, for you I'd lay down in the dirt. For you I would slip away. For only you I'd pull through. For you, for you, for you, for you, for you. For you, for you, for you. For you I'd stay. For you I would gladly stay. For you I'd drop it all and walk away. For you I'd stop and start over new. For you, for you, for you, for you, for you. For you, for you, for you, for you, for you. For you I'd speak and be heard. Oh, for you I'd lay down in the dirt. For you I would slip away. Only you I'd pull through. For you, for you, for you, for you, for you. For you, for you, for you.
I've been down this road before. I remember every tree, every single blade of grass holds a special place for me. And I remember every town and every hotel room and every song I ever sang on a guitar out of tin. I remember everything, things I can't forget. The way you turned and smiled on me on the night that we first met. And I remember every night, your ocean eyes are blue. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew. I've been down this road before. alone as I can be. Careful not to let my past go sneaking up on me. Got no future in my happiness. The regrets are very few. Sometimes a little tenderness was the best that I could do. I remember everything, things I can't forget. Swimming pools of butterflies that slip right through the net. And I remember every night, your ocean eyes of blue. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew.
John Prine, we're talking about the highlights of 2020, but the absolute devastating lows, including the loss of John Prine to COVID. And I get emotional thinking about it. All that John Prine has meant to songwriting and me and so many people. Just an absolute legend. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. What an absolute honor it is to have been on the same planet at the same time as John Prine for so long. We'll miss him. But his songs will be around forever. That's for damn sure. That is I Remember Everything, the last thing that was released this year. And an absolute gem. As was pretty much everything John Prine ever did. We heard Kennedy Road in there. Two of my favorite voices and people individually and collectively. Oh my God, they're just so much fun. They have an album called A Little Fight Left Yet. They are Sheila Carabine and Brian McMillan. And I just think their voices fit together seamlessly. And it's just, it's a great record. And they're so much fun. If you catch one of their live streams or something, they're just, they're super fun. Super, super great people. We heard NQ Arbuckle in there. I guess that one's kind of an outlier in this show because I'm trying to encourage you to buy stuff and you can't buy that thing because it never came out. It just, it was a promise of things to come. And then nothing ever came. Nothing ever came. It didn't happen. So basically he dropped this single, teased that there was a record coming. Luke Doucette said something about the record being outstanding and it coming. And Arbuckle, he popped up on one of Carolyn Mark's Hootenanny live streams one time, did about three songs. As I recall, his internet kept cutting out or something. It was hard to watch because the quality was bad, but he mentioned that they had painted his garage, for the album cover or something. And they had gotten it wrong. They spelled something wrong. I can't remember what it was. They put like love songs for the long games or something like that. There was some error on it. So they were probably going to have to do it again. And that was the last we ever heard of him. That was it. And, so he's isolating well, that Arbuckle, but hopefully there's more to come. But you can't buy that for now. Just something to look forward to, I guess. Joe Nolan off the top there with, Maybe We Didn't Get Our Timing Right from Drifters. Got to hear that song for the first time last year in Banff, Alberta. Went to the Canmore Folk Festival and Joe said, oh, I'm playing up the road at this weird gig. And it was a really weird gig, but it was so great because he was basically playing for me. There was nobody else paying any attention whatsoever. So he was just trying out new songs and playing covers and just having fun. And it was outstanding. And I heard that song right there and I just went, man, I got to hear more of that. And now you can. All right. We don't have much more time here in this hour, but we got some more stuff coming up in the next hour. We're going to pick things up and have some fun for sure. All right. Early on in the year, a big comeback after years and years away. Sarah Harmer released a record and announced a tour and everything was looking great. And then the world fell apart. The tour never happened, but the album is out and it's outstanding. It kind of harkens back to the great album You Were Here. And I guess the tour will happen someday, but for now, we'll just listen to this one. And I think if you go to her website, you can still get her entire discography was released on vinyl this year. And I think you get all six albums for like $100 or something. Santa Claus, if you're listening, you know, just a thought. I never did order that thing, but I always meant to. Here's off the most recent record. This is Sarah Harmer.
Get the ocean to freeze over, sandy banks of snow across the road. Keep the full moon over your shoulder, keep the puck low. We don't wanna go looking for it. In the headlights glow, we play till frozen, until the battery ran low. Till the call of home came calling, calling across the air. On the wires of wood smoke, oh, I miss you tonight in St. Peter's Bay. And I'll miss you in the morning. Still, we had a good skate, didn't we, babe? Your cold feet, every little crack in the ice seemed to be enough to make you think you might go under. So stay to the shore and wander some more. Reconsider every direction. The ice out here is black. Only thing looking back is my own reflection. Again with their thundering, and no more I'll be an island adrift in an ocean of endless wandering. Oh, I'll miss you tonight in St. Peter's Bay, and I'll miss you in the morning. Still, we had a good skate, didn't we, babe? Thank you.
Melissa Payne there, Darker Than Your Dark, just a great, great record, and it came out at just such a terrible time. Everything kind of shut down right after that, but it's well worth tracking down, and I think you'll really enjoy that record if you haven't got a copy yet. Darker Than Your Dark, that was Shake Me. We got to take a break. We'll come back with some more Tell a Band to Go Home, some more highlights of 2020s. Please stick with us.